Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. It's a Monday. We get to kick off path to the draft this week. We're a month away. Like, good times.
It's starting to get real, you know? Like, you sit here and draft's like out in the horizon, and now it's like, oh, a couple weeks, man. We'll be in Vegas in a couple weeks, and this thing will be, we'll be off and running.
Yeah, no, and I think this has been the most fascinating offseason that we've seen, the trades that we've seen with the quarterbacks and the prominent players and all of this stuff. And I just feel like, and maybe because of some of our colleagues, guys that we kind of grew up in the business, I just feel like people are taking a different approach to building championship teams. And so I'm excited to see how it kind of plays out, because the draft kind of closes it, kind of finalizes everything, because we've seen all free agency and trades and offseason and stuff like that. So it'd be fun to get to that part.
So one of the things I'm trying to do this year, you're always trying to do a better job in these roles every year. And one of the things I'm doing is I used to, you know, you watch all the players, I get all my notes, how I do it, I organize it in my Excel sheet so I have it, I can readily access all the information. You try and take all your notes and squeeze them down into really kind of one-liners with, mm-hmm. you know, how we've got our little scout lingo so we can be yep. quick and be able to get that stuff out. But I would always, as I'm keeping my top 50 going, I have my grades in the computer, but I wouldn't stack beyond the top 50 until I think I turn in my top 150 list the week of the draft. So that would be like that final weekend. I go, okay, let me go through and put my board together for the whole board. Now I started doing that now. I'm almost done with it. So it just gives you more context, and you can tinker and toy with it a little bit and look at some of the cluster busters, as we like to call them, on path yep. of the draft. So that's kind of what I've been up to. But a couple things I want to do on the pod today, Buck. We're going to go in the time machine here. We're going to look back the last five first-round picks for every team, and we'll go by division. And I think, again, as we look to what could happen in this draft, I think looking back, mm-hmm. we can identify some hits and some misses, maybe learn some lessons there, and maybe we'll figure out what these teams want to do going forward.
Yeah, no, I think it's always important to do that. I think one of the things that every scout, every great scout that I've ever been around, they do is they go and they look at how previous drafts played out, and they try and take some lessons from the losses that they may have taken, and either messing up on players or just kind of misevaluating guys and those things. So I think this is a perfect time to do it. We got a month leading up into the draft, and you and I both take a lot of pride in being competitive. We want to get it right.
Absolutely. So we're going to do that. We're going to go through every single team. But before we do that, I want to do this little project here to start us off. Because our guy, Jack, who's outstanding in research, kind of put this together for me. And I want to get your thoughts on it, because this has been the offseason of trades, right? We've seen the big trades, we've seen the quarterback trades, we've seen the wide receiver trades. So when you go and look at the compensation, I always get asked the question about the trade chart and how accurate is the trade chart, and do teams work off the trade chart? I think I've got some compelling information to tell you. Absolutely, they're working off the trade chart here. So let's look at the quarterback trades here first. Let's just look at Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. So when you hear the compensation, it sounds a little different, right? The Texans, they send out Deshaun Watson and a sixth round pick in 24. Mm-hmm. They got back the 13th pick this year, their fourth round pick, which is 107, a 1 and a 3 next year, and a 1 and a 4 the following year. So that's the compensation, right? And when you use the trade chart, just kind of the way it works is, on average, if you get a future first round pick, that you put it as the 18th overall selection. So you're just kind of playing average and saying, okay, let's assume that this next first round pick is going
to be right in the middle.
Pick 18, park it right there. So when you do that, the value ends up being, you add up all the points, like the 13th pick's worth 1,150 points, and you go all the way down through all the picks that they got. The total ends up being 3,241.4 points. So to give you context of what that cost them, the first overall pick in the draft is 3,000 points. Mm. So they acquired Deshaun Watson for the equivalent of the first overall pick in the draft and the 70th overall pick in the draft, which really doesn't seem like that much. You just heard all those picks, right? But when you just look at the points in the chart,
doesn't look like that much.
That's what you get. So I'm going to get to the Wilson trade, and then I want to get your thoughts on this thing. So Wilson, they get the Broncos receive Russell Wilson in a fourth round pick. Same, instead of a sixth rounder, they get a fourth. Then they, the Seahawks receive some players here: Drew Lock, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris. Then the 9th pick this year, the first round; the 40th pick this year, the second round; 145th pick in the fifth round; a 23-1, and then a 23-2. So those points, when you add them all up, 31-21.5. And then you're also getting, the players here when you add the players in. So 31-21 and 32-41, almost identical. So that is the equivalent of 3,000 points. So we the first overall pick, the 95th overall pick, and then Fant and Shelby Harris when you add those, those.
As you like to say, a little sugar.
A little sugar on top.
A little sugar on top.
But doesn't that kind of crystallize it when you say, man, that's a lot to give up? But when you do the points, you're basically trading the first overall pick plus a little extra.
But see, here's the thing about that, right? Because you and I talk about it, and we talk about how for so long people were married to picks and they didn't want to give up those picks. But then when you start putting faces on some of those picks, it changes. Because depending on a given year, the number one overall pick might be Jared Goff. It might be some Myles Garrett. You don't know, but that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the number one overall pick, and then we have to do a study to figure out what's the 70th overall pick. But you're talking about a third round pick that is hit or miss when it comes to most accounts. And so now I think I would take this information and it would make me be even more daring when it came to acquiring a quarterback and if I could pry a quarterback free. Because the one thing that you like about both of these guys, Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, they're proven commodities in terms of we've seen these guys play at Pro Bowl level, All-Star level, whatever level you want to talk about. They have been recognized as being one of the five best at their position. And with the quarterback position being the most important in football, I think you make that deal and you feel good about it because it gives you stability and it gives you a chance.
Well, and it just begs the question. In this draft, would you take Deshaun Watson with the first overall pick? We're putting everything, obviously, in context, off the field stuff. As a player, would you take him with the first overall pick this year?
Yes.
Russell Wilson, would you take him with the first overall pick?
Yes, head and shoulders above what is coming out. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a great example of when you kind of put the numbers with the chart on there, how it makes sense and how the compensation was different in terms of the collection of picks and how they orchestrated those trades.
But the numbers got to the same.
The value was the same. All right, let's get to the two big receiver trades here. Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. So Devontae Adams, went for pick 22 and 53. You add up those points, it's 1,150 points, which is the equivalent of the 13th overall pick. So that's for Davante Adams. Tyreek Hill, when you add up the points, 1,150.6.
13th overall pick.
Identical, which is the 13th overall pick. So when you look at those, and then if you look at the Jets trade offer, which was out there, which was pick 35 and 38 in the second round, and then you know, they had a, it would have been a, they would have swapped thirds. So that total ended up being 1227, which is the equivalent of a little more than the 11th pick, not as much as a 12th pick. So the Jets offer to the Chiefs was actually a little bit better.
Yep.
But you can see the number one wide receiver trades, obviously you got to pay him the cash, but the pick equivalent is
a mid first round pick.
11, 12, 13.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what you trade that for those guys all day long,
and that's what we're talking. That's what we're talking about, players and picks and those things. Now, to be fair, with both of those deals, the other part of it has to be you're giving up basically the 13th pick,
and you got to pay him cash too.
You got to pay a little cash. You got to pay 22 to 25 million per. But depending on where you are, I would say in the team building process, you do that for a short-term fix, because I think the other thing is, age-wise, what you're trying to do is you're trying to look at these guys. I think both of the deals, the way they're done, they're three-year deals.
Yeah.
In essence. 3 years, by the third year, you have to make a decision whether you're going to re-up it or move on. But you're trying to get an elite wide receiver in their prime to coincide with a three-year run.
Mm-hmm.
For the Dolphins, it makes sense because Tua Tagovailoa is on a rookie deal, so you have more money to play with. For the Raiders, it becomes a little trickier because Derek Carr also has to get a payday. But it's one of those things. When you're going for it, I think more teams are encouraged to go all in after looking at the Rams and the Buccaneers go back-to-back with all-in kind of premises.
Let me ask you a side question on this discussion, because, and I don't know if there's any validity to it, but there's those rumors out there. Oh, the Jets could still be trying to get it on DK Metcalf or AJ Brown. Personally, I don't think that those teams are going to part with either one of those players at this moment, but it could happen. So if you're the Jets, and I just gave you those numbers, right? So their offer of 35, 38 swapping threes was actually better than those other offers, which again, put them between the 11th and 12th pick. Now keep in mind, they own the 10th pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you also factor in the age of those two receivers is younger. Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, they're getting closer to 30, 28, 29. These are 24, 25-year-old receivers. So let me just ask, put your GM hat on here. If we're saying, and I know the 10th pick would be a little bit more valued on the points, but we're close. The 35, 38 swap threes, or just part with the 10th pick? If you were the Jets, what would be the most appealing option to you?
I would give up the first round pick. I would be okay.
Would you rather give up 10 or would you rather give up 35 and 38?
Oh, I'd rather give up 35 and 38.
Okay. Because the thinking being you can take 10, trade back and get more.
I can get that back.
But yeah.
I would come into it trying to give up those picks.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because the 10th pick to me is very valuable in my mind, because I'm like, I'm gonna get a blue chip player right then.
Mm-hmm.
In the 30s, I'm hopeful of getting that, but I think my odds increase of doing that. So I would swap the lower picks for the player and then kind of make it happen that way.
If we say a great offseason, which we talked about the other day, is four impact players, mm-hmm. four players that have a chance to be top 10 or 12 at their position, the Jets would then be in a situation where with Tomlinson, who I would say is a top 12 guard, whoever you take at four, you hope is going to be one of those guys.
It has to be.
Say you traded 10 for that receiver. Now you've got the receiver. You've got three. Now, in that scenario, you still have 35 and 38. Hey, 500, buddy. You just got to hit one of them.
Just hit one of them.
One of the two got to be an impact dude. That gets you your four, and then you've crushed the offseason. You bring in four impact dudes.
Yeah, and I think it's funny you talk about impact guys, because we've talked about the formula about 12 guys being able to do it at a championship level. And when you talk about the impact players, to me, my mind goes to the L.A. Rams and what the L.A. Rams did by signing Bobby Wagner. They now have five what we call gold jacket guys on the roster and still in their relative prime. Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald. You have Bobby Wagner, and then let's say Cooper Kupp. So you have five guys that are at an elite level that are playing. I just think right now it really matters when we always talk about the big board and we're looking at the depth chart and we have the color-coded thing about blues. Now more than ever, I think it's very apparent to everybody that you have to have enough just to be in the mix. And one of those guys needs to be your quarterback.
Yeah. No, you absolutely nailed it. Other thing on Bobby Wagner, he was cut, so it doesn't factor into the comp formula, which has been a key part of the Rams. They've been able to part with picks because they know they're going to have players walk and they're going to get comps, which have been quality picks for them. When you sign a player who's been cut, it doesn't offset you in terms of bringing in guys. So
they have been doing very
smart
well on a compensatory picks.
Yeah.
And moving forward.
It's just smart. It's good business. All right, let's take a quick break here, and we're going to jump back in with these last five first-round picks for every team. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Buck, let me pull out a pen here so we can get some notes on this to see what we like here. I think I have an idea of looking over these lists of who I'm going to like the most in terms of who's just done the best job over the last 5 years. Keep in mind, look, if you're picking up there in the top 10 every year, you should have more impact guys than the other teams. But I'll go through these divisions. I'm going to read off the players, their last five first round picks. And then I want to get, if you see there's a theme, is there some connectivity here of how we can look at this going forward? you know, some of them have changed GMs, but nonetheless, I think we can learn something. Let's start with the AFC North, and let's start with the Baltimore Ravens. So if we go back here to 2018, you've got Rashad Bateman last year, receiver from Minnesota. Odafe Owe, edge rusher, played great. Patrick Queen from LSU, the linebacker. Marquise Brown from Oklahoma. Hayden Hurst, who's since moved on. And then Lamar Jackson. Obviously, that's the big one there. One, two, three, four, five, six. So that's six because they had two ones there at 18. They also had two ones in 21. Is their biggest takeaway there? Obviously, that's a pretty good haul overall.
Yeah, it's a pretty good haul. I would say it's solid.
Yeah.
Not quite spectacular.
Got an MVP.
Outside of Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Lamar Jackson has been an absolute winner. Marquise Brown, Patrick Queen.
I think I would say Owe would be the next best one so far. Early returns are good on him.
Yeah, because the other guys I have asterisks in terms of good.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite great, but good. So you haven't missed, though.
Yeah.
One thing is I don't think there are any strikeouts.
No.
Hayden Hurst would be the only one that would qualify because you moved on from him. He was a first-round pick.
Yeah, but he's got some money. Where did he go? To Cincinnati, I think?
He went to Cincinnati. He was traded to Atlanta, but then he ended up in Cincinnati.
So the theme to me, speed. There's a lot of speed in that group. They've added, you know, all the way back to Lamar Jackson. Marquise Brown can fly. Patrick Queen can fly. Owe ran 4.3 something at his pro day. They've got real, real speed that they've added. Okay, Cincinnati Bengals. Man, you talk about hitting it out of the park in the last two. Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Jonah Williams, solid player. Billy Price has moved on, and John Ross has moved on. So definitely want those back probably in 17 and 18, but the last three have been solid.
Yeah, mixed bag. I would say two stars in Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Jonah Williams has been a starter. The other two guys you just flat out missed.
Yep. All right, let's keep it going here. Cleveland Browns. They've got a lot of them here. Greg Newsome last year played well while he was on the field. Jedrick Wills, solid. Baker Mayfield, interesting. Denzel Ward, two Pro Bowls, has been really good. Myles Garrett, he's an All-Pro. Jabril Peppers is now on his third team. And Njoku is franchise tag. So if you look at Newsome is solid, Wills is solid, Denzel Ward is excellent, Myles Garrett's excellent, and Njoku's solid. Not bad. And then, you know, look, the Baker thing is what it is.
Look, he's been a winning quarterback for you.
Yeah. That's they didn't miss. I wouldn't say they missed on that pick.
They haven't missed. The only one that would be pretty much a miss in a way would be Jabril Peppers, but they made a trade. And in that trade, they got back OBJ for a little bit.
So, yeah.
Solid. The main thing, and we'll finish after we do this Pittsburgh thing, in this league, this is a first and second round league.
Yeah.
Like we talk about all the other rounds and all that. You cannot miss. In the first round.
They don't have to be home runs.
It's detrimental.
You can't miss. Efforts.
You can't miss in the first round.
Okay, let's get to the Steelers here. Najee Harris, you've got Devin Bush, a linebacker from Michigan. They traded up for him. Remember that? Terrell Edmonds in the 18 draft. You had TJ Watt, home run, three-time All-Pro, and then Artie Burns. So
two misses.
You've got one home run in Watt. And I give him bonus points with that being the 30th pick. Najee Harris has been really solid. Bush has been up and down. Edmonds a little up and down. Artie Burns, you know, probably want that one back.
Yeah, we want that one back for sure.
But if you're looking at that in the division, who would you say best the last 5 years? Which one of those lists would you take?
Man, it's crazy. I would actually take.
I think I would take Cincinnati, even though it's just two guys.
Really? Let's see the stars.
Just you've got a number one receiver.
I would say Cincinnati or Cleveland.
Yeah, number one quarterback.
The only thing that weighs me with Cleveland is I have the pass rusher.
Elite.
Cornerback.
Elite. Solid.
And Njoku was good last year.
Newsom,
solid. I think it's between those.
Yeah, I would definitely say that the Bengals are top heavy, but you've got a functional tackle in Jonah Williams, functional left tackle, which is in a key position. They got him with the 11th pick. I just think it's, I mean, geez, there's no bigger impact than those two guys.
Yeah.
It took them to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an interesting one. All right, let's move on to the AFC East. We have the Buffalo Bills. Last year, Greg Rousseau from Miami. Not a ton of production, but still on the come here. Ed Oliver with the 9th pick, just okay. Josh Allen, home run. Tremaine Edmonds, home run. Tre'Davious White, home run. That's the guts of that championship group right there, those three guys.
I would say three A's of some level.
Yeah.
And then some B's.
I would say three A's, a B, B minus and an incomplete with Rousseau.
Rousseau to incomplete. Okay.
Solid group.
Solid group, though.
Miami Dolphins. Jalen Waddle, great. Jalen Phillips, great. Hit it out of the park with those two last year. Tua?
Question mark.
Question mark. Austin Jackson's been disappointing, and Igbinoghene's been disappointing. That was a reach when they took him.
I feel like he was overdrafted. Yeah. I feel like he was overdrafted.
Yeah, we said that on draft day.
Yeah, I feel like he was overdrafted.
All right, let's go to the Patriots. Mac Jones, been a great pick for them. N'Keal Harry?
No, he missed on that one.
Isaiah Wynn, really solid. Sony Michel.
It's weird because
helped them win a Super Bowl.
But then they moved on from him. So.
Malcolm Brown. So, okay. Solid. But the, Mac Jones, I think, has clearly been that guy for
them. Yeah, but when we compare, like, man, you got to get some stars in the first round.
Yeah, they haven't done that. All right, Jets. Last year was Zach Wilson, Elijah Vera Tucker. TBD on Zach Wilson. Vera Tucker's solid. He's going to be really good. Mekhi Becton, who was great as a rookie, missed all last year. Quinnen Williams has been really good, but I don't know necessarily lived up to the number three pick, what we thought he might be.
Yeah.
And then Sam Darnold, obviously they've moved on. So when you look at that, I think it's still, I mean, really, jury's out on Zach. I think Vera Tucker's been good, but I still don't think we know for sure. Mekhi Becton needs to stay healthy.
So it's still TBD.
Yeah, it's a lot of incompletes.
20 and 21 are still TBD. Quinnen Williams will give them.
Quinnen Williams has been good. He's
a
good player.
Yeah.
I think he's got more in him.
Well, sure. When you talk about third overall, you expect a dominant player, a guy who is top five in the position very, very quickly. He has been good. He's flashy. He's given them some inside pass rushing presence. So solid. So you just want a little more from the classes.
Yeah.
The class.
All right. In that division, you want to pick a winner?
I think, man, you kind of have to say Buffalo just because of consistency.
I think so, too.
Buffalo, their guys have just been solid, and you can't go wrong solid pieces.
So if we've said Cincinnati and Buffalo, it's kind of interesting. The teams that are winning these divisions or doing well in these divisions, it's not a mystery. They've hit on their first-round picks, at least got impact guys.
You have to hit impact. You have to get impact
guys. Okay, let's keep it going here. AFC South. We've got the Houston Texans, Titus Howard, Deshaun Watson. Obviously, unique situation there. Will Fuller,
but
Kevin Johnson and Jadeveon Clowney.
So here's the thing, DJ. Last five picks that you pull, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19.
Been a minute.
Their biggest issue is they've given up their first round pick, so they don't have anything in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back 8 years, it includes Jadeveon Clowney, who's moved on. Kevin Johnson is. Has he since retired? I think he has retired.
Yeah.
Will Fuller's moved on. Deshaun Watson. They don't have anything left in the cover except for Titus Howard.
Yeah.
It is hard to win at a high level when you don't have foundational pieces that have come through the draft.
Yeah, a lot of those picks went for Laremy Tunsil, who's been a really good player on a bad team. All right, Indianapolis Colts. Again, they don't have a first-round pick this year. That was that was traded here to the Eagles. So here we go. The last five. Kwity Paye from Michigan. Solid. Quentin Nelson, home run. Malik Hooker has moved on. Ryan Kelly, home run, 3-time Pro Bowler. And then Philip Dorsett's moved on. So, a little hit and miss.
Yeah, a little hit and miss. Hooker and Dorsett didn't pan out for them.
Man, I love Malik Hooker, too.
Like the Boskers. But now, he's made some plays. He made some plays from Dallas. And
he hasn't lived up to what I thought he might be. All right, Jacksonville. Last year, Trevor Lawrence, ETN. We didn't get to see who was hurt. C.J. Henderson's moved on. Kalyvon Chaisson, I would say, disappointing. Josh Allen's been really good.
Yeah, but...
Is this one of those incompletes here? Because we don't know yet with Trevor Lawrence. We think we got one. ETN, we don't know. Hasn't played.
Yeah, but that's...
Josh Allen's been really good. Chaisson, I would say...
Not bad.
Yeah.
You can't miss.
C.J. Henderson's a no.
That's, so, because you got to remember...
These are high picks.
The Henderson and Chaisson... That was an exchange of Jalen Ramsey.
Oof.
Like, that's when they gave up Jalen Ramsey, had those picks, and you missed on both of them.
Yeah, that's not good.
You can't do that. It's not good.
All right, let's get to Tennessee. Caleb Farley, still coming off injury. Isaiah Wilson, that was a reach. We called that one at the time. That was a reach. He was gone in a nanosecond. Jeffrey Simmons has been a home run. He took a little bit of a risk there because he was coming off of injury, but home run. Rashawn Evans, solid, not special. Then Corey Davis got a lot of money in free agency. He was a good player for them, not a great player. and Adoree Jackson has moved on. So really kind of underwhelming when you kind of take that all in.
Not great. The fact that they've been able to go around it. Jeffrey Simmons has been really good. But, man, they've had to somehow work around their loss. Well, their misses.
Yeah. So who do you like in that division? It's not a great group.
Not a
great
division. I would say the Indianapolis Colts.
Say the Colts myself. Just because Nelson and Kelly are premier players, and Kwity Paye showed flashes last year. That's not a great division, though.
Not a great division. You know the Colts haven't won a division. I think they haven't won a division since 2014 or something.
Is that right?
Yeah. Weird.
Okay. AFC West. Denver Broncos. Surtain, home run pick last year. Jerry Jeudy, I would say disappointing.
Yeah.
Noah Fant's been traded. Bradley Chubb has been like a tale of two dudes. Early on, phenomenal. He's hurt, missed time, wasn't great last year. Garrett Bowles, kind of the opposite. Started out really poorly, then played well, got himself paid. He's been a solid player for them. So I would say Surtain's a home run. Outside of that, Chubb's been hit or miss. Bowles has been really solid. So it's like two and a half maybe.
It just hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
It's been okay, but not quite enough for them to be get what they want.
Okay, Kansas City Chiefs. Edwards-Helaire in 2020. Remember, they didn't have a first round pick.
Man, they haven't had last year picks in a while.
Yeah. So you've got Edwards-Helaire, then you've got Mahomes, and then there was a gap between those two because all those picks for Mahomes. That's a grand slam. Then you've got Marcus Peters, who is great for them. D. Ford, who they ended up moving on from, but had some production there.
And then Eric Fisher.
Eric Fisher, you got to go all the way back to 2013. They have not had a lot of ones.
No.
But
the one that they traded for,
Mahomes. Like literally just Mahomes can make that whole thing go.
Yeah, and he's kind of carrying it.
Even though they didn't get a lot of compensation for Marcus Peters, Marcus Peters produced for them. All right, Raiders.
Man.
Okay.
Gosh.
Leatherwood.
God, this is.
Didn't love that one. Henry Ruggs, unique situation. It's a horrible, horribly sad situation. Arnett, big time bust. Cleveland Farrell, just a guy. Josh Jacobs, solid. Jonathan Abram, overdrafted, but he's still, but
looking at this,
it's not great.
A lot of swings and misses.
Yeah.
The unfortunate situation with Ruggs, but everything else, man, just we talk about it. The only thing that you're trying to do is you're just trying to put it in play.
Yeah, no misses. You don't worry about home runs, just no strikeouts. Yeah, there's some no strikeouts in there.
Yeah, we just want to hit it in play.
Tell you what, my pants are starting to fall down up here. It's about to be unsuitable for children. There. Pull those back up. No belt today. Bad move.
Oh, all
right. By the way, side note, as we finish up this division, I couldn't help but notice if you watched the Grammys last night, Justin Bieber wasn't wearing a Dodgers hat, Buck. He was wearing a Padres hat. Okay, we'll keep it moving.
I didn't see. I feel like he had oversized clothes on, so he didn't know anything.
Well, I was not a fan of that. I wasn't a fan of the remake of Big, Tom Hanks.
But that's the Yaga stuff. They said the young people, I guess, everything was Big. So he didn't know any better. He was confused.
No, he had the Padres lid on. He was rocking it while he was singing up there, which, by the way, they were bleeping him out on the show. Like, when I was a kid growing up, you just had to change the words. Like, you just stuff, right?
Yeah. No one does anymore.
We don't change the words anymore. We got to just use the swear words so they can beep you out. Like, just make a one-time exception on that. Come on, guys. Gosh darn it. And stuff. Like, I can give you all the words you got to swap this stuff out for. Okay, let's go. Last team in that division, the Chargers. I think this is going to be the one here.
You think?
Slater. Home run.
Yes. Yes.
Justin Herbert, home run.
Yes.
Kenneth Murray's been a little disappointing. Jerry Tillery flashes, but not.
He's been okay, though.
He can rush. He gives him some inside pass rush, but a little disappointing. Derwin James, home run.
No one accused you of being a homer. Nothing like that, huh?
No.
They've been really good.
No, solid. But
they've been really good, though. They've been. Look.
I mean, Slater, home run, so Herbert.
So three Derwin stars.
James, three studs. Yeah.
Three stars. Foundational pieces. Tillery has been solid. Kenneth Murray is the only one that we would have a question about.
He's got to find his. He hasn't found his fit yet, and he's had some
injuries. Right. So now here's the thing. They, by far, have crushed it in the draft compared to the division mates. So now the thing is the next step.
Yeah.
They got to take the next step on the field because the talent is there, and then they just got to take the next step.
So I also think if you look at kind of what they've been stacking up here, it makes sense that you have an aggressive push. Go get Khalil Mack. Pay J.C. Jackson all this money.
Because now's the time. Because
this is ready to go.
The foundation is ready. This should be good.
Okay, let's keep it rolling here. NFC North, Chicago Bears. Justin Fields, Roquan Smith, a really good player. Trubisky moved on. Leonard Floyd's been a good player. Obviously, he's a Super Bowl champion now.
So
moved on from him. Kevin White, man, that's one of my big misses. That's a big bust.
So for Chicago, Kevin White and Leonard Floyd were misses, even though Leonard Floyd goes to
But I wouldn't say Leonard Floyd's a miss, right? Because he's solid for them and then made money in free agency and has been a really good player. So if I made that pick, I would not say I would be like, hey, whoa, he's a good player. He's making a lot of money.
Yeah, Trubisky.
Trubisky would be out. Trubisky, you got to put that as an arrow down, you know, for where you took him and what other quarterbacks were there in hindsight. Roquan Smith's been really good. And Justin Fields, the jury's the verdict's still out on that one. So
so it's been okay.
Okay.
Kind
of. Yeah, okay. Kinda. Not great.
Not great.
Detroit. Sewell, who really started playing well at the end of the year, he's going to be really good. Okuda's had an injury, unfortunately.
Incomplete on him.
Hawkinson's been great. You know, I know eighth pick is high, but he's a Pro Bowl. He's a good player.
Yeah, Ragnow.
Ragnow's solid. And then Jared Davis, who actually just resigned.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's coming back.
But that I would say that's a miss on him. So... solid. We go solid on that one.
Yeah.
Sewell and Hawkinson are really, really good. Okuda, just we'll see what happens. Ragnow's really good. So that's three. That's, you get three of the last five years.
I'll give him like a BB minus somewhere in there.
Packers. This is a good one.
This
Eric Stokes played pretty good last year as a rookie out of Georgia. You know, obviously Jordan Love, the most famous pick, and you could say maybe lit a fire under a back-to-back MVP candidate.
I think that he's incomplete in terms of on the field. We only saw him play one game, and then he certainly helped Aaron Rodgers play at MVP level.
Stoked
so that was well worth the millions invested in that. Rashawn Gary's a big surprise to me because he has played really, really well.
He came on like gangbusters. Yeah, Darnell Savage is a really good player. Yari and Jaire Alexander is a premier corner. That's a good group. Yeah, again, it's not a mystery that this is the team that's been owning this division.
It's really good.
Minnesota Vikings. Darisaw, good player. Justin Jefferson, home run. In the conversation, is the best player at his position in the league. Jeff Gladney moved on. Garrett Bradbury's been underwhelming for where he was picked. I loved him, too. Mike Hughes has moved on. So
that's bad.
You've got the star in Jefferson, and you've got, I think Darisaw is going to be a really solid player.
Star, a solid one, and then three misses.
Yeah. So if you're looking at that division, clearly the Packers.
Which is why they reign supreme.
So it's not everybody say, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. No, they've drafted better than everybody else. And that again, this is just the first round that we're looking at. Okay, here. Let's make this next division a little special. What do you say here?
All right,
this is the NFC East. And this is team building presented by Upwork, where you can build the team that will build your business. Learn more at Upwork.com. So we're looking at the NFC East, their last five first-round picks. Let's start with the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons, home run, right? Defensive rookie of the year. CeeDee Lamb, home run. Vander Esch has been to one Pro Bowl. That was a popularity contest. Yeah. Okay. Taco Charlton was a miss. Ezekiel Elliott
it's taking
a running back high, which some people aren't gonna love, but for what they've got out of him, he's been definitely been a hit for them. So that's a pretty good run there.
Yeah.
All right. New York Giants.
Whew.
Kadarius Toney flashes last year. TBD. Andrew Thomas much better last year than he was his rookie year. I think the light came on for him. I think he's going to be a solid player. Daniel Jones. We'll find out after this year, Buck. Dexter Lawrence, really good, solid player. DeAndre Baker, they've moved on from. Your thoughts on them?
Not enough for what you need. Not enough to play. Like we just rattled off the stars that the Cowboys have. They don't have any stars out of this group at all. You got to have a star player somewhere.
Can Kadarius Toney turn into that? Can he stay healthy? Good system. Maybe, you know, I think he gives me the most hope of that group that he could emerge as a guy. All right. Philadelphia Eagles.
Devontae Smith has been good.
Devontae Smith, really solid. Rager's a miss.
Dillard's
a miss. That's an interesting one for me. I liked Dillard. I was too high on him in hindsight. And you always say, what's the lesson you can pull from it? He just wasn't a physical player. He was really athletic. He had great feet. You know, I thought he was a pass protector. You got to do it a zillion times in that offense there.
Doesn't have any
he just didn't have any sand, any power to him, and just no explosiveness. So, again, lesson learned on that one for me. Derek Barnett, I know they re-signed him, and he had made some plays in the Super Bowl year.
Okay.
14th pick, I don't think he's lived up to that.
Yeah.
And then Carson Wentz, you know, had one close to an MVP year that helped get this team to a Super Bowl.
Right.
They traded a lot of assets for him, but then they turned around and got assets back when they traded him. So I'm not going to say that's a bust. I'm going to say that's a weird situation.
Yeah.
How do you categorize that? He helped you get to a Super Bowl. Then he was underwhelming, but then you were able to flip him and get value back. So if he was a bust, I would say he had no value.
No, he's not a bust.
He's had value. It's just he's a weird case.
Yeah.
All right, Washington, Jamin Davis last year, linebacker, TBD.
Yeah.
Chase Young, who was dominant as a rookie of the year, and then last year was disappointing.
Very.
Dwayne Haskins, you've moved on. Montez Sweat, I think, is one of the he didn't have the numbers that I would thought he had last year. He's a good player. Deron Payne, really solid player. So
two solids.
Really, if you count Chase Young, Sweat, and Payne, those three D linemen have been really good. You missed on the quarterback and TBD on Davis.
Yep.
But if you're looking at that division, Buck, over these last five first round picks,
Cowboys have more star power. They have three stars out of that. Then Leighton Vander Esch, who's been solid. The only egregious mistake was Taco Charlton.
Yeah, that's it. So it's not a coincidence when we look at the teams that kind of run these divisions. A lot of times it's because of what they've done in the first round. So that was team building presented by Upwork, the world's work marketplace. Learn more at Upwork.com. All right, we've got the NFC South to go here. We've got the NFC South and we've got the NFC West. So two divisions left. Let's get going here with the Atlanta Falcons. Kyle Pitts, we'll say home run, although we could make the case they should have still taken a quarterback.
Yep.
AJ Terrell, home run.
Yeah. A lot better than most people thought.
Then you've got 2019 where they went Lindstrom and McGarry. I think okay. Nothing get me super excited. Calvin Ridley, if he's on the field, is a home run.
When he's available, he's a home run.
But it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Hasn't been available. So that's a tricky team. Carolina Panthers.
J.C. Horn looked good prior to getting hurt.
Yes, he did. Derek Brown, solid, not special. Brian Burns for them.
Better.
He's been a really good player. He's been to a Pro Bowl, but he's going to put up numbers every year. DJ Moore, really good. Just got paid. Christian McCaffrey, when he's been healthy, even though, you make the running back argument, has been really good when he's been on the field. Hasn't been available the last couple of years. So actually been, kind of sneaky, decent
it's
group.
Okay. It's been okay for the Panthers.
Yeah, decent group there. New Orleans Saints, Peyton Turner. He's in a deep, crowded room there, so he had a chance to totally unleash himself, but he's got a lot of ability. Ruiz is a starter. Cesar Ruiz is a center. He'll play any of those three interior spots. Davenport, when he's been healthy, has been outstanding, hasn't been able to stay on the field. Marshawn Lattimore, four-time Pro Bowler, home run. Ryan Ramczyk, all-pro type player, home run.
Good.
That's a good group.
Yeah, so they've been good.
This division has been the best that we've gone over thus far, I think, in terms of more teams hitting on multiple players. Now we get to the team that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Joe Tryon was great last year. Tristan Wirfs, home run. Devin White, home run. Vita Vea, home run. O.J. Howard was the disappointment. They've moved on from him, but I still think he has ability. I had him rated highly in that class, and he just
four home runs
to it. I mean, four home runs. I think that's the best team that we've talked about.
I think so, DJ. Like, they don't have any misses because even O.J. Howard, he's a disappointment.
He just got some money.
Yeah,
I would take Tampa in that division, and I would say Tampa's been the best team we've gone over.
They is. As much as we talk about Tom Brady bringing his friends, they did a good job building it up from within.
Okay, let's get to the NFC West. Arizona Cardinals, Zaven Collins, TBD. Isaiah Simmons light came on last year. Kyler Murray's, he's been to two Pro Bowls. He's been a really good pick. Josh Rosen was a miss, but they moved on. Hassan Reddick has gone on to, play really, really well.
But he played his final season for them.
Yep,
he
did well. And then got paid, played well in a one-year deal with Carolina last year, and now he's a Philadelphia Eagle making a ton of money. So I would say, obviously Murray's a home run. I would even label Reddick a home run, even though he's moved on. And then we got some TBDs in here. Isaiah Simmons is lights coming on. Zaven Collins, we don't know yet. Man, this is going to be fun. The Rams.
So just so we understand, we are in the year, our Lord, 2022. The Rams' last first-round pick was 2016. So when we talk about the grades on their picks, it doesn't really matter because they're not utilized.
2016.
How about that?
Jared Goff. Then we go 2015, Todd Gurley. Greg Robinson,
that was a
big whiff.
Aaron Donald,
home run. By the way, again, it always amazes me that you get Aaron Donald, arguably the greatest defensive player of his generation, with your second pick in that draft. They took Greg Robinson ahead of him. Tavon Austin, disappointment. And then Alec Ogletree, just a guy. That was in 2013. Got to go back to 2013 to get their fifth.
All right, so here's what I'm going to give Les Snead and those guys credit. They were probably 50-50. So what it is, so, hey, we can go 100% if we just get the proven guys.
Yep.
And so let's just do that.
Yep.
So it's worked for them.
No doubt. Okay, let's go to the Niners. Trey Lance, don't know yet. Javon Kinlaw, I'd say disappointing.
Been hurt.
Ayuk's been really solid. Nick Bosa's a home run. Two-time Pro Bowler, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Mike McGlinchey, okay. Just solid, not great, solid. Ninth overall pick, probably a little rich.
You want more from that.
A little bit more.
Top 10.
So that's the Niners. And then finally, the Seattle Seahawks, which wait till you see how far back we go in the way machine on this one. Jordan Brooks was in 2020. So he'd be a good player. LJ Collier hasn't lived up to where he's been picked.
That's a miss.
Rashad Penny, you see flashes.
But look, for the most of his career, he was a miss. And so last season, then he kind of came on the last 5-6 games.
Jermaine Ifedi, just a guy. And then you have to go back to 2012. Bruce Irvin to get back 5 first-round picks with them. So there have been a lot of movement there to be out of the first-round mix. Best team in that division? What do you want to say? Is this the worst one? Which is kind of interesting because it's a good division. Really good
division. Worst division when it comes by drafting.
We're talking about the top first-round picks. Are you going to go with the Cardinals, Buck?
I can't go with the Cardinals. I mean, like, look.
You got a quarterback. You've got a pass rusher, even though he's not there.
Even at his best, it's not Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald gives the Rams.
Aaron Donald by himself?
By himself.
Well, if you factor in Jalen Ramsey as one of these guys.
Jared Goff led him to a Super Bowl as a quarterback. Todd Gurley, all those accolades.
Yeah, you might
be
right.
Yeah, the Rams.
It was a shooting star with Todd Gurley, but he did give him a lot in a little bit of time. I guess I'm with you. I think I would go Rams there as well. Fun exercise, huh?
Yeah. God, it's so interesting.
All right, we've got a path to the draft production meeting we got to get to because we are kicking off today. That is going to be on every day from 6 to 7 Eastern. Nabil, is that right? That sound about right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good contribution to the pod today. Way to bring the energy.
Thanks, Nabil. Way to bring the energy. Right,
nicely done. All right, that's gonna do it for us today. Unless you have anything else you want to get to.
No, that's it. I mean, I just hope I'm a happy camper tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we got Carolina. Kansas. I'll be rooting for you as a friend.
Look, man, we don't have a chance. We're just a little engine that could.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Poor Malfin. By the way, have you ever thrown your back out?
I have.
Oh, man.
I've done it under the squat rack.
Well, I did it picking up a case of water. It's not quite as noble. Yeah. Yesterday, the Instacart guy came. Well, the thing is.
You use your legs.
I know, but it was early in the morning. I hadn't, like, limbered up at all. As you get older, you got to kind of ease into things. You can't hop out of bed, and then all of a sudden my Instacart guy's already got cases of water. I bend over, pick up the cases of water, and you, like, feel that shooting pain go through your back. And I was like, what is going on? And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go back to my room. And I was like, there's the couch. I'm not getting back to my room. And just kind of, like, turtled over and, like, fell on the couch.
What are you feeling now?
I feel better today, but I'm not going to lie to you. I did not sleep great last night. I had a heating pad, which my grandmother used to use, which is very underrated. As you get older, invest in a heating pad. That was a good move. I spent some time in the jacuzzi just trying to limber up. I was foam rolling. I mean, I turned.
Who
are
you, LeBron?
No, I turned.
You know, just to warm up for the podcast.
This is not to play in the NBA finals. This is to pick up a case of water.
My God.
What is wrong?
You over there prehabbing, like foam rolling out to just get
a case of water. No, I got two sons. They got to start doing that crap. I'm not doing that anymore. All right. That's going to do it for us. Hope you guys have had fun with us today. It's been a good one. We'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.